And now on Radio 4, Mastering the Universe, presented by the best-selling author of The Joy of Sulks, Professor Joy Clamp.
Hello, I'm Joy Clamp, and welcome to Mastering the Universe. Everyone knows that the most sensual pleasures of life are food and drink. For the dedicated passive-aggressive, wanting to cast a pall, create tension, induce guilt and exercise control, there's nowhere quite like the dinner table. Except possibly the kitchen, the picnic rug, or even the drive-through takeaway. Then there's the barbecue, obviously, the vegan cafe, the intimate bistro, even a trip to the newsagent to buy a packet of crisps if you're good. Every eating event is an opportunity to turn nature's bounty to ashes in the mouth. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let me introduce you to my team of misery guts, my sour pussy posse, who are going to help us drink from the well of despair and sup from the wobbly table of acrimony.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, you sound full of the non-joys of life. Chris, what's that you're not eating?
It's an energy bar.
Is it the nuts?
Yes, it hasn't got any. I'm on a nutarian diet.
Well, you should have said before I went all the way to the canteen. I'm not a mind reader, you know.
No, it's fine. I wasn't hungry anyway.
Chris, I'll get you something else. I've got to get my money back on this muffin anyway.
Look, you said a health snack. You didn't specify any nut or non-nut requirements.
I said it's not a problem.
I would challenge Hans Blix to find a blueberry in here.
We'll be joining them later for a go on the interactive playing with your food simulator. Ever since Eve took her first bite of that apple, food and drink have played a primary role in human dysfunctional relationships, such as global conflicts and religious schisms. And how many marriages have been rent asunder at mealtimes?
I'm sorry, Adam, but that's all there is.
Eve, it's an apple. It's 8 o'clock in the evening. I thought you were going to do a shop.
All you think about is your stomach.
I've been doing the garden all day.
So, I've been spinning.
Oh, spinning. You want to try delving. See how you like it. Then you get home, and what's for dinner? Oh, it's an apple.
Well, you could have done a shop. No law that says the woman has to do everything. In fact, there are no laws at all. And I've got nothing to wear.
Oh, this is what you always say, that I don't do anything. But not only have I been delving my arse off, I've also been naming the animals. This is just aardvark to bullfrog. And I'm supposed to deal with the serpents and have a sensitive side.
Well, that's all there is.
Well, bon bloody appetit.
The very first meal there going hopelessly awry. Result? Original sin followed by a headache, guilt, eviction from the Garden of Eden. Mutual recrimination and grumpiness all round. Sulking over your food has come on a long way in the subsequent 500,000 years. In the last 2,000 years alone, we've seen many exciting developments like the invention of the tuna and sweet corn salad, alcohol-free fruit cup. And of course, the microwave meal is now providing disappointment and resentment in an instant.
There you are, I've made dinner, but it's revolting. Might as well chuck it down the toilet straight away and cut out the middleman.
No, that's lovely.
No, it's disgusting. Look, there we are, scraped it in the bin. Gone.
Chris?
It's the once-in-a-lifetime special occasion meal that provides the most scope for unleashing your passive-aggressive urges on your fellow man, or partner. Actually, yes, Derek and I just celebrated our 10th anniversary in the best restaurant in Venice, in complete silence. But we'll get on to buying the wrong present in a later programme. For now, though, it's time for a reality broadcasting first. A fly-in-the-soup look at a dinner in honour of Martin, who's celebrating his 20th year as regional sales manager.
Hola! Hola, El Martin!
The crazy hombre!
Hey, hombre de menchado!
All right. You all right sitting there, Martin?
Yeah, great. I don't mind where I sit.
Oh, Martin has missed the perfect opportunity there to take control of the situation. Of course, he should have made everyone change seats unnecessarily, just as they sat down and got comfortable. Thank God Colin knows what he's doing.
This is like musical chairs.
Look, I really didn't want everybody to have to get up and move.
That's what you just asked us to do.
It's just I couldn't see the blackboard and I couldn't hear what Trevor was saying.
Everybody happy now?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I've got the table leg, but serves me right for being difficult. Ow!
And Colin's claimed the miserable high ground. When it comes to martyrdom, this guy's mixing it with the big boys.
Jesus, this is just silly. We're all sitting on the same side of the table.
Oh, sorry. I thought this was my last supper. But if you feel strongly, St. Peter, then you sit how you want.
No, we're all settled now. We'll just sit in a line. Matthew, how you doing down the end there?
What?
Yeah, excuse me, leaning across there, Mark, mate, sorry. It's a bit difficult to have a conversation like this.
Well, the matron, he offered us a round table. Anyway, look, we're boy, 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 boy.
Oh, well, once again, I seem to have organised the most disastrous meal in the history of the world.
Oh, no, it's just fine.
What's on the menu?
Well, let's see. I rather fancy the bread and wine.
Oh.
Is that all there is?
I would have been happy with the Chinese.
This is like the feeding of the 5,000 all over.
Obviously, I have screwed up again. Why can't somebody else suggest a restaurant? Why is it always me that has to take the blame for everything? You might as well just nail me up now and have done with it.
Judas, where are you going, mate?
Joy's top tips.
Smoking or non-smoking. Either way, now's the time to insist on moving tables.
No, you carry on smoking. I'll take the table onto the pavement.
You want some help?
No, I'll be absolutely fine. Oh, it's raining. Great. And I'm letting my bike out. Can somebody help me with this revolving door, please?
Three Michelin stars for passive aggression there. Alan, earlier you had some blueberry muffin issues. Any developments?
Yes, vast improvement. I got a cake crumb stuck in my windpipe, which took my mind off the lack of blueberries. Great success.
Smashing. The food's just arrived at the Montagne d'Argent, and I'm afraid Martin's just dropped another clanger.
Oh, this looks great.
Yes, it does. I wish I'd ordered that.
Well, we can swap, I don't mind. Yours looks just as nice.
Okay, have it then.
Oh, no. The thing is, I was having Dover sole, and now you've poured chili con carne all over it.
Well, at least you've got something to eat.
Oh, or actually go quite well together. Fish and kidney beans. Who'd have thought it, eh?
But the danger here is that Martin sounds like he really doesn't mind. If you're trying to spoil a party atmosphere, you have to paint in broad strokes.
Sorry if my breath smells, everybody, but I've been getting quite a bit of fecal backup from my Atkins diet. Makes me a bit pompy.
Nothing like a jaunty tone for adding a touch of spice to your passive-aggressive table talk.
Also, I get a strange discharge from my nipples.
Oh, really?
Yes, I tried colonic irrigation, but all it did was flush out a marble I swallowed when I was 12. Been lodged in my rectal porch ever since. Not now, though.
Wow.
Is everything to your satisfaction?
It's great.
Whatever it is, needs more salt.
More salt for the salt-baked cod, bien sûr.
And I don't know, some ketchup, needs something, chili sauce, branston, pickle.
Du sel, du ketchup, sauce de chili et le branston immédiatement.
Oh, no. Now the chef's got Martin's disease. Here we have a situation tailor-made for a creative sulk, and Nico has missed an open goal. Or has he?
You want ketchup? I give you ketchup. You want more ketchup? Here is more ketchup. Ketchup in your wine and all over the dessert trolley. Oh. There is creme brulee with ketchup and ketchup on your hair. Oh. You happy now?
Well, there was just the salt.
I give you salt. Bags of salt. Oh.
Gosh. Well, you can't fault the portions.
Nico's established a deserved reputation for sarcasm, petulance and crying. He learned his trade at Pruleith's world-renowned catering college.
This morning's exercise is an improvisation, conjuring something out of nothing. So here are your ingredients. A thesaurus, an apron to throw on the floor, and a cheese grater to cut your finger on. You've got 15 minutes to create a stream of wounded invective culminating in a flounce out of the restaurant through the practice door we've rigged up. And I'm starting the clock now.
You ignorant ignoramus.
You're a Philistine bastard.
I'm going to spit on you. Take that.
Your mother married a pig and lives in a rubbish bin.
Only a handful make it through the 3-year training, and only a tiny percentage go on to survive the rigours of ruining perhaps 50 meals a sitting.
Roast starter and warm white wine, ready to go, Chef!
Tepid soup and gin and tonic, the order 45 minutes ago, somehow!
The one thing you didn't want to eat on a birthday, ready to go, Chef!
What is this, you imbecile? These sausages are still hot, you smitten! You don't deserve to live! I'm going to boil your head in this soup!
Marco Pierre showing how it's done there. So, Posse, what have we learnt today about the noble art?
Well, I've learned that if you go for the coffees, you won't get paid back.
Right.
All you get is complaints about the number of blueberries in the muffin.
Well, I'm sorry, Emma, but when it works out at 90p per blueberry, daylight robbery. But look, here, I'll have 20 quid.
Oh, that's silly.
It's all I've got. It'll compensate you for your trauma. You all right, Chris?
It's OK. I'm having a bit of a reaction to the lack of nuts in that energy bar.
Whoa. Let me stop you all there. That was some workshop. Yeah. Go on, give yourselves a big hug.
So was that all right? I thought I might have been a bit OTT on the old...
That's great.
Very good.
Chris, you still do actually owe me 90p.
And everybody shake out and let's make a final visit to Martin's dinner. As you will recall, Martin was having real issues with pooping his own party. Trevor, meanwhile, is on a bit of a roll.
My colon's not going to forgive me for having that wine, I'm afraid. What I really wanted was an eau de vie.
An eau de vie, monsieur, certainement.
No, but I can only drink an eau de vie de framboise.
Bien sûr, monsieur.
But only the framboise de l'abbé de Saint-Marie de Poissonnière.
Une poissonnière de l'abbé de Saint-Marie, monsieur, tout suite.
It's not the Cistercian abbey, is it? Because honestly, that turns my alimentary canal to a war zone.
Which denomination you want? We have Franciscan, Benedictine, Trappist.
But do the monks who make it subscribe to the Manichaean doctrine of the Albigensian heresy? That's the point.
Oh, I don't care. I want a big glass of it because this is the best night of my life and I love everyone.
You okay, Martin?
I think he's dead.
That's awful.
Well, who'd have thought it? Martin finally managed to rein on his own parade, inducing feelings of guilt, embarrassment and remorse, not to mention spicing up the argument over the bill. But what worked for Martin isn't right for everyone, so I wouldn't encourage any listeners to try that at home, especially the under-12s. So, until next week on Mastering the Universe, when we'll be looking at how to hijack a christening with a simple paper cut, it's goodbye from the Sour Pussy Posse.
Bye.
Bye.
And it's goodbye from me, Joy Clamp. Happy sulking.
Professor Joy Clamp would like to give special thanks to Dawn French and also to Christopher Douglas, Ewan Bailey, Sally Grace, Geoffrey McGiven, Lucy Montgomery, Dan Tetzel and Geoffrey Whitehead. The programme was written by Christopher Douglas and Nick Newman. The producer was Simon Nichols.
That's a wrap.
Right, who's for Chinese?
Oh, that sounds good.
I love Chinese here, so do I.
What's the matter, Joy?
It's nothing, no. Nothing. Sorry, it's just my dear old muggy was called Chairman Meow.
Oh,
so it wouldn't exactly be great for me to have a Chinese. It just reminds me, but don't let that... spoil the evening, okay? Now you go ahead and have fun, enjoy yourselves. Go on. No, I insist.
It's only the same
no, go on. No, go on, be happy. Go on.
No.
Live your lives.
If you wish to find out more about your rectal porch, contact the Rectal Porch Helpline on 00800 378 654. Or alternatively, ask somebody about it at a dinner party.